Not 24 hours pass in Oaxaca City without the scream of bullets. Sympathizers of the ousted governor's PRI party, Priestas, and government-hired paramilitaries continue to fire at members and supporters of the People's Popular Assembly of Oaxaca, APO. Sunday, at the last APO radio remaining after the federal police invasion, Priestas shot and gravely injured 22-year-old Marcos Manuel Sanchez Martinez. It is the second day this week that the Priestas have arrived in the early morning to shoot towards the people guarding the university radio. Tensions have risen for the media here, especially independent media, since the death of indie media journalist Brad Will. In the PRI radio Ciudadana, callers repeat, "If you see a foreigner with a camera, kill them." Mexican photographers and foreigners alike have received death threats in the street from PRI supporters. Walking past the university barricades today, three men I believe to be PRI supporters pointed at me from across the street, and one made a sign of a gun with his hands in my direction. Mario Mosqueda Hernandez, independent journalist from Mexico City, was targeted for the indie media eye mark on his press pass by the federal police on Thursday. About 12 police beat him, saying openly that it was because he is from independent media. Although there are about 22 people dead, 7 disappeared, 60 in jail, there's a festive mood at the university radio, as people cook food collectively, laugh and sing. Outside the radio, the surrounding streets are barricaded with burned buses and trucks, barbed wire, light poles, and other materials, including shopping carts full of rocks and Molotovs that await in case of an attempted eviction of the radio or attacks. It was at the first barricade in front of the university radio, Cinco Señores, where 1,000 members of the preventive federal police attempted to breach the barricade to evict the university APO radio. Although the police had tanks shooting water and helicopters hovering low launching tear gas at protesters defending the radio, about 150 protesters were able to force the police into a retreat after hours of battle. According to some protesters there, the water tanks were marked from the U.S. Army. At the same barricade, the barricade defenders detained 2 military personnel and released them to the Red Cross 2 hours later. On Friday, the government claimed that they liberated 22 political prisoners as a result of negotiations with APO to take down the barricades. However, these prisoners have not been released. Today, the APO held a mega march attended by 500,000 Oaxacanos and a caravan of dozens of buses and cars from the city. They marched 18 kilometers to the city center from the outskirts of Oaxaca City with militant and energized chants, saying that the governor, Ulises, has fallen and that the people of Oaxaca will continue to fight, no matter what the cost. The demand of the exit of the governor, Ulises Ruiz, is by no means the final word in the politics of the Oaxacan resistance. The APO and their supporters, the majority indigenous, search to solve the problems of poverty and misery caused by the effects of neoliberal policies, and ultimately to govern by popular assemblies. As the police take down thousands of barricades, the Oaxacans construct new ones in new places and construct barricades of consciousness between themselves and the government. And so although the federal preventive police say that they are now occupying the city of Oaxaca, the people here continue to occupy control of their lives, organizing, resisting, cooking together, and supporting each other.